So this video is not for YouTube. It's one of many that are going to be posted on this website. This one is very specifically to do with the medical patent that I own. I'm not going to give you the name of the patent, but I will tell you what's in it, and I will give you the properties of it if you are someone who is quite keen on figuring out who I am. I am one of three names that are on the patent, which gets a bit messy. And after I tell you what the patent is and what it does, I'm going to tell you how it happened and how it came into life and why there are two other names besides mine on there, and why this patent exists as a non-patent, but a registered one in the United States, and why it's now a Canadian patent that has now lapsed. Because it's lapsed on purpose. So here's the thing. It is a biomedical bandage. And ideally, this is what the patent is. Is it set in stone that it's only as a bandage? No. Am I going to tell you how to make it at home? Yes. Am I giving it to the world for free? Yes. So here's the thing. I'm not a doctor. I never was a doctor. I don't want to be a doctor. But one of the voices that I could hear, one of my team, my non-human team members, handled everything to do with the human body. And upon his arrival back in 2010, he began showing me the human body as if it was a car. And that his words were, we came in to this body with everything we needed to fix it, already in it. Things just may have needed to be taken out and moved around and rearranged. And I understood that. That made sense to me. But how he spoke about the body was very mechanical, without feeling, without emotion, without anything. And the bandage is what I'm going to call it for all intents and purposes, is one ingredient. And the rest of it is the part that holds it together. And they have a little bit of healing power to them. Everything that is in this patent is in the human body. I did make this patent in my office, in a little kitchenette. It was made from my blood. And so this is it. So it's serum, which is found inside your blood. It's golden in color and it's alive. And it is essentially what keeps you alive is this serum. It is what you are, essentially, in terms of being a biomedical component. Blood is made up of a bunch of different things, platelets and red cells and, you know, fat and different things. But serum is in it. So when you take a vial of blood and you allow it to clot, the golden stuff that goes to the top above the clot is serum. And it's this serum that will essentially is the healing part of this whole thing. When I needed it to be put in terms of a bandage in order and essentially to keep it still in one place, because serum's liquid, the doctor, which is who I call this individual that provided the information to me, provided me this meshwork. And it took years to figure it all out. But the components are collagen, fibrinogen, thrombin, factor 13. And those four things hold together the bandage. That makes the mesh, the sponge, if you will. The serum gets added to it, and it's held in place by this. And again, I have no medical knowledge, like none. I got the basic stuff, but that's it. Now, when I tell you that you don't need this to heal things, so let me tell you how it works. The serum provides the perfect healing environment to close any wound of any size with almost no scar. Now, how is that possible? Okay. Scars are formed based on air getting to the new cells and allowing those cells to harden. They essentially dry out a little bit. The serum, if it can stay there, keeps those cells moist, keeps them pliable, and allows them to come together the way they originally were before they were cut. The thing with this bandage is it is, there's no cells in it of any kind. So there is nothing in it that a body could react to. Now, why isn't this world famous? Because essentially I've just given you a bandage that will close any wound without scar, almost no scar, and it will do it 3 times faster than anything known on the planet. Why isn't this the oh my God of everything? I'm going to tell you why. It doesn't work if you add anti-inflammatories. It doesn't work if you add antibiotics. It doesn't work if you add anything else to it. It only works if it is exactly the way I've just described it. Now, if you are someone who can take blood and you can collect it and allow it to clot and harvest the serum on top, you can freeze that serum and you can use it on any wound or burn in by putting it in a spray bottle if you need, or an eyedropper, and continually applying it to make sure that the wound stays moist. How do I know that it works? Okay. So scientifically, there are hundreds and hundreds of studies done on this, but they weren't done by me. This invention was presented to me. I was working with 2 other people at the time, mainly one of them, because that person was a lab tech in a hospital and was also a phlebotomist, which is someone who can take blood. And that person's knowledge was what I needed to decode the information that I was looking at, because the doctor was giving it to me in pictures and I needed to know what those pictures were. And this person, could have been anybody, it just happened to be this particular person who I knew. And they were very willing to help out with this invention, mainly as an adventure. I'm quite sure there was significant financial gain behind it in terms of thinking it would have a large payout. I know the third person involved, that was their only motive. But that's irrelevant. That's the whole reason people get involved. And I have no qualms about that. It's fine by me. The other parts, the collagen, the fibrinogen, the thrombin, the factor 13. Now, you can't just use fibrin. You have to use the full fibrinogen, because the thrombin cuts the fibrinogen into T-shapes. And that's what helps form this meshwork. And the collagen weaves in between that. So if you think of a sponge made out of a whole bunch of capital letter T's, and then you've got these S's that link all the way through it. The factor 13 kind of works a little bit as a, keeps everybody in place. Then you add the serum and it makes this jello-like consistency. The idea with the patent is that it can be presented in a multitude of forms. You can make it super, super thick and make it so it's like a plug in terms of repairing damaged eardrums. You can use the liquid form. You can spray it on any wound, anywhere. So, and here's the thing in terms of mass production, in case someone wants to do that, which you're not going to get very far, I'm sure, but whatever, because no one's going to let you do it without other medicines. It works the opposite in terms of blood types. So you've all heard how you have to be cross-matched in order to receive blood. That O negative blood is the original. Everyone can have that. And, you know, if you're AB, then you need AB blood, or you can have O negative blood. The thing with serum, because it is entirely without cells, it works as if it's the opposite, which means the one that works for everybody is actually serum from O positive. And there are far more people in this world that are O positive than there are of just about any other blood type. So that's a big deal right there. And if you're an O positive person and you know that, your serum can be used on anybody. And is there advantages to obviously knowing your blood type? Yes. Do you need to have special skills in order to do this? No. Literally, if you have the products needed to draw blood that and in clean vials without the anticoagulant in it, they need to be clean. You will allow it to clot in the fridge, just sitting in some glasses, you know, a glass out of your cupboard, just throw in these vials of blood, and within an hour, they've clotted. Ideally, a centrifuge will spin them down and they will clot within seconds and you'll have the blood a lot faster. And then it's just a matter of siphoning the serum off the top and putting that into a sterile vessel. And you can put them in eyedrop containers and then freeze them. And then you've got something that will literally save you. The advantages of this are unbelievable. How I know it works is I had a tummy tuck done a number of years ago, partly because I'd had very large babies. I was very happy to get rid of part of my stomach and I had other surgeries, so I had scars. But the big part was we were going to test the bandage directly on the biggest wound you could get. I was cut from behind my left hip all the way across my body to behind my right hip. And with my husband dripping the serum onto me, not in bandage form, but in liquid form, my plastic surgeon was absolutely shocked. We had requested that he not tape me up and not glue me up. Now, he used a little bit of glue to close the incision, but I'm stitched underneath. And so by adding the serum on every couple of hours and keeping the bandages soaked in it, I have almost no scar and there was no infection. There was no dead tissue. He really thought he did an amazing job. He couldn't believe that I didn't have any decay, that I didn't have any damage. And he couldn't believe, based on my first appointment back with him, that I was completely closed. And that hadn't happened before. He was very surprised by all of that. So this is where we're at with this bandage. And the biggest thing I can tell you is it's a game changer. It changed everything inside me in terms of how I was able to see the body. It gave me validity in terms of this information is absolutely real. And how information is being presented. I needed those people to help me in terms of understanding what this information was. Would I have figured it out on my own? I don't think so. I don't think so. I think I needed them for this. But right away, I was very happy to just give it away and to see what would happen. And I've met a couple of world specialists who talk about this, and they took a look at this and they said, absolutely, it'll do everything. You said it well. And now I have the footage. I have the body to show you that it did, in fact, work exactly the way I said it would. You can put this in your eye, directly in your eye serum. It will help clear up fissures that you have. You can put it on any wound, any burn, and it doesn't matter the condition of the wound or the burn. For example, if they were to have serum in this bandage form for field dressings, it doesn't matter what the debris is that is in the wound. You can put this in it and it will start to heal and it will start to push out the debris and allow the cells to close underneath it, which is doesn't exist. So that was one biggie that I've done. Again, I'm not going to give you the name of the patent. I've given you all the ingredients. You can Google it if you really, really want to be the guy who figures out who I am. Go ahead. I don't think the universe will allow anyone to make money off of this. I really don't, because it's supposed to be free. It's supposed to be available to everyone and anyone. And that is what I wanted with it from day one. And I'm pretty sure that's why it happened the way it happened. I'll share in another video how this bandage came to be, and without using the people's names. But this is it. That's everything in it. It's serum. And it will do everything that I said it will. Thanks for listening.